here at the 2018 World Credit Union Conference in Singapore, of all places. Yeah, and we have quite the group behind me. It's the Y Cup group, the party, whatever you want to guys want to be called. So, professionals, yeah. So anyway, I'm going to stand up here a little bit. I apologize in advance. What's your name, by the way?
My name is Eric.
Eric? How are you?
I'm okay. How are you?
I'm doing good. Thank you for asking. How's the conference going for you?
It's fantastic. Amazing people.
Yeah. Yeah.
Awesome experience.
Yeah. All right. And we have Darren O'Reilly here. How are you, Darren?
Good. Finally getting on the Singapore time zone.
I know, me too. I'm just in time to leave.
Although it's the last day, so it's a bit late. But anyway, we'll keep pushing through.
And we have Brandy Stankovic here. How are you, Brandy?
I'm good. I'm excited.
Indeed. And Tyler Valentine. Tyler, how are you, sir?
It's awesome to be here this morning. So
good deal. All right, let's give a quick, what is Y Cup? Let's give a quick info. So there might be a few people out there who don't know what Y Cup is, and we want to give them a proper introduction, right? Right?
Yes.
All right, Brandy, I'll let you.
So the Y Cup is the World Young Credit Union Professionals. So it's a program that's been around for a very long time, and it's actually a platform that is intended to give credit union professionals, young, emerging, young even at heart, some of us young at heart, an opportunity to live the credit and purpose and passion and to build a global community. And so it's built on a few different fundamentals and pieces like that, but it is one of the original, it's the OG Young Professional Network. And the best part is all of these incredible global faces, Australia and Ireland and Africa, and just so many people from all over the world. We get together and have this network to be able to grow and develop.
Yeah, this is like the tip of the iceberg here, right? I mean, this is just a taste of what we get for the Y Cup.
100 behind this screen right here.
They're hiding, but they'll come out later. So what activities, Tyler, have the Y Cuppers, if I pardon me for saying that term, but what have you guys been doing?
We've been doing a lot, but I'll actually let Darren speak more to that. he's the guy.
Only one that did anything.
We'll pass the buck to Darren. All right, Tyler. All right. We'll get back to you later. All right.
Thanks for that one. Yeah. Y Cup's well known for the scholarship, but a lot of people don't know Y Cup for is its educational program, and it's a huge part of the conference here. This year we have the first time ever the diversity inclusion track. So what that is a dedicated sessions for young professionals to highlight key, programs that can help them in their careers. So we're focusing a lot more on bringing the network and the Y Cup movement, beyond the conference and educating those that are involved with it. And that, the launch of our new Global Classroom Network with the World Council of Credit Unions, which is exciting because the person that's delivering that is a past Y Cup participant as well, Sandra McDill. So she's launching a new neuro leadership course with the World Council that anyone around the world is involved with Y Cup can sign up and continue to learn past the education at the conference as well. So, a big part of it is learning. Even when we socialize a lot, we're learning with each other as well. So we're always learning with the Y Cup program as well as having that scholarship for people that apply for it as well.
Well, and Tyler, now I have a question for you. What are the goals of this organization? What do you guys hope to achieve, not only at this conference, but throughout the year with these folks?
Obviously, we want to empower the young people in the movement across the world. We want to see them move up and assume leadership positions in the credit union movement throughout the world, and especially we've had great success in the past. There's some people standing right here that have gone through the Y Cup program that have moved into the C-suite and even to be CEOs after going through the Y Cup program. So we've had amazing success. There are 85 scholarship recipients from 20 countries across the world, and just really working to empower those people, give them voice, and then also to educate the people that may not know about young professionals and may not be working to bring those people and include them in the decision making of their credit union. We want to make sure that they know that young people have a voice and they're ready and eager to take that on.
And I, you guys are like overachievers here, all right? I have to say, for good reason, because not everybody is going to step up in their careers and do something like this. So kudos, congratulations, and thank you for doing that, because we need you guys to keep this industry moving at its pace that's going right now. We need kind of like a massive succession plan, if you will, with all the young folks coming in. So, yeah, Brandon, do you have any? What other benefits do folks get from joining the Y Cup?
I think think that the best thing is that it's living on, that there's a legacy that's created. Dorwin behind me here has been a part of the program for many years. He went through in 2003,
yes.
And he's from Trinidad and has been then able to give back in the industry for many years after that. So the best part about being young is it's a choice sometimes to be young forever, right? And to bring in young people along the way after that. You know what I'm saying? So it's that once you step beyond maybe being in a young leadership role, to be able to bring those that are young behind you. Brent is from Australia, is a recent scholarship winner, and the things that he's accomplished over the last year and how he's applied some of these things in his own career. Paul has become CEO. He's from the United Kingdom, has become CEO after winning being part of the Y Cup program. So the legacy that everybody's being a part of, and then our new friends that are just joining us this year from Peru. And Kenya. I mean, it's just amazing.
And Ireland,
yeah.
Ireland, come on. Show them some love. Come
anyone
on.
From Ireland. I never do.
They're the funniest people on the planet. I know that.
So it's really fun to be able to, to learn about each other and how it can really build a measurable difference.
What, Paul? Since you were the CEO of the group here, why did you join Y Cup? I want to get your take on that.
I joined it to learn a bit more about the global movement, see what I could learn from the developed markets, because in the UK we're underdeveloped. So 2014, I joined the program, and really it just ignited a passion for beyond the UK movement. And since then, it's not just the program itself, it's the networking that goes beyond and in between the conferences. And many people here today have helped me progress in my career. So it's really more about the engagement beyond the conference. The conference is fantastic, but it has a real chance to serve you up networking solutions and other people within the sector that you can share ideas off and bounce things around. So it's been fantastic for me.
All right, I love to hear that. Great testimonial right there, ladies and gentlemen. Well, anything else to add? Darren, anything else to add? Tyler, anything else to add?
We've spoken a lot over the last few years
about
millennials and credit unions trying to engage younger generations. What about a way to do that than use the young people that are in your credit unions that are working for you and use their knowledge and tap into what they have to attract that generation? Tyler spoke about it at his session this week in terms of retention strategies, engaging with young people in your workforce. Use the people you have, encourage them, and we want people out there, CEOs, people in leadership positions, to encourage younger people to come to Y Cup, get them involved. We need to grow the movement. The credit union movement needs more younger people to bring it forward, and this is what Y Cup's all about.
Indeed, yeah. Tyler, you're walking the talk, basically. You're proofing the pudding that this works, right?
Absolutely. I try really hard to make sure that my credit union is inclusive and hears that young voice and empowers that voice, and making sure that then I pass that on, making sure in my region of the world and here in this big forum that it's seen and heard and that we can build on it going forward. And I encourage any credit union out there to make sure that they're participating in any youth program to get people involved and bring them up.
Great. Brandy?
Strategies. If there's a person out there that's young and wants to get involved, head out to the World Council website and look for us, the Y Cup program. It's WYCUP. And then we're encouraging and, really challenging all young people to step up, grow up, make things happen. From if you're somebody that's a little more young at heart and you're creating a legacy, consider that legacy and how you're going to drive emerging leadership in the future, and then live up to the hype that we want to share this message. We want it to be important for people all over the world. We've been talking about it for long enough.
Yeah.
Long enough for me to get old in the
process. You're not old, Brandy. Come on now.
Get old in the process. And so how is it that we can just continue to drive that in the future?
Yeah, that's a great message to end on. Guys, thank you so much for crowding in the studio lounge here. We appreciate you taking time out of your busy schedules to chat with us for a few minutes. And also, congratulations again on being overachievers and really stepping out there. And keep passing the word on to your generation. We need you guys, all right? Well done.
Thank you.
There they are, everybody. Give them a hand. Woo-hoo.